To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Glen Cove has now banned the smoking of pot in public places. The city has become the first community in Nassau County to do so.
My opinion is that I'm glad they're doing it.
This Glen Cove resident says she worries about little children exposed to pot. However, others, including this woman who was walking her dog, loves clean, fresh air.
I mean, I kind of feel the same way about regular smoking, not wanting to pass through that.
She says, however, the $100 fine is a bit much.
I feel like you can't micromanage that. I feel like that's kind of really micromanaging.
The new law makes it illegal to smoke pot in public spaces, including sidewalks, parks, and beaches. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
New York City Comptroller Brad Lander making a major announcement today.
I'm running for Congress because the challenges we face can't be solved with strongly worded letters or high-dollar fundraisers. And not by doing Apex bidding. In a district that knows our safety, our freedom, our thriving is bound up together.
He's running for the seat in the 10th Congressional District, which includes parts of Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. That district currently represented by Democrat Dan Goldman. That sets up a primary challenge from Lander. Lander, however, has already received some big endorsements. Senator Bernie Sanders endorsing Lander, calling him a relentless fighter for working people. Lander also says he's receiving endorsements from Senator Elizabeth Warren, Mayor-elect Mamdani, and public advocate Jumaane Williams. A spokesperson for Dan Goldman, on the other hand, gave a statement to 1010 Winds, saying that Goldman is, quote, proud of his progressive record in Congress and will deal with Brad and other challengers in the new year. More than a dozen people have been indicted in a years-long sex trafficking scheme in Manhattan. Prosecutors say the group coerced women into prostitution by paying for their travel from Venezuela to the U.S. and then forcing them to work off the debt of their travel costs. The crew allegedly kept copies of the women's passports and IDs, monitored their movements, even threatened them or their families if they tried to stop working. In all, 15 people were hit with sex trafficking charges, including two who are also charged with the sex trafficking of a child. Faith leaders and survivors of Rikers Island are gathering today, urging Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani to lay out a path to close Rikers Island.
Former Rikers inmates will be joining faith leaders for this rally at the Inner Church Center in the Upper West Side today. The event also will involve the delivery of 1,000 signed postcards that New Yorkers put their names on, urging Mayor-elect Mamdani to make sure Rikers does close for good. Darren Mack is with the group Freedom Agenda.
We're hopeful that he will carry out his campaign agenda, and that's to move forward and to move forward with the closure of Rikers Island.
The city is legally required to close Rikers by August of 2027, but Mayor Adams has been saying the last couple of years it was not going to be possible. The death of a 32-year-old inmate this past Sunday, the 14th this year at Rikers, more than 60 have died at the jail since 2019. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Police have made an arrest in a car crash that happened in August of 2024, in which a construction worker was killed. 36-year-old Jesus Juarez was arrested in Lower Manhattan yesterday. Cops say he was driving a 2018 Dodge Durango on August 2nd of last year on the Washington Bridge near Amsterdam Avenue when he changed lanes and caused a chain reaction crash. Police say his car also allegedly crashed into a construction worker, 41-year-old Herb Alesna, who was standing outside a parked construction vehicle. Alesna was killed. Juarez now facing multiple charges. HIV cases are on the rise in the city. That's according to a new study from the Department of Health. There were over 1,700 new diagnoses last year. 86% of those diagnosed were Black or Latino. This report comes as the federal government plans to cut funding for HIV prevention and shuts down the CDC's division of HIV prevention. You can read the full study on nyc.gov. Faith leaders and survivors of Rikers Island are gathering today to urge Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani to lay out a path to closing Rikers Island.
Former Rikers inmates will be joining faith leaders for this rally at the Inner Church Center in the Upper West Side today. The event also will involve the delivery of 1,000 signed postcards that New Yorkers put their names on, urging Mayor-elect Mamdani to make sure Rikers does close for good. Darren Mack is with the group Freedom Agenda.
We're hopeful that he will carry out his campaign agenda, and that's to move forward and to move forward with the closure of Rikers Island.
The city is legally required to close Rikers by August of 2027, but Mayor Adams has been saying the last couple of years it was not going to be possible. The death of a 32-year-old inmate this past Sunday, the 14th this year at Rikers, more than 60 have died at the jail since 2019. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Police have made an arrest in a car crash that happened in August of 2024, in which a construction worker was killed. 36-year-old Jesus Juarez was arrested in Lower Manhattan yesterday. Cops say he was driving a 2018 Dodge Durango on August 2nd of last year on the Washington Bridge near Amsterdam Avenue when he changed lanes and caused a chain reaction crash. Police say his car also allegedly crashed into a construction worker, 41-year-old Herb Alesna, who was standing outside a parked construction vehicle on the road. Alesna was killed. Juarez now facing multiple charges. Ariana Grande won't have to appear in a courtroom on Long Island for a hearing in a trademark lawsuit against her. The lawsuit is actually against her makeup line, REM Beauty. A New York-based cosmetics company claims it infringes on their similarly named REM Spring facial hair removal device. Grande was set to appear at the hearing in the case on December 18th, but her lawyers argued there are significant concerns for her safety and say she scaled back on public appearances after that incident in Singapore at the premiere of Wicked for Good, where a social media influencer jumped a barricade and rushed her on the red carpet. They also argued her presence would cause significant disruption at the federal courthouse on Long Island, which could disrupt the proceedings. The judge granted her lawyer's requests. The world's largest menorah is returning to Fifth Avenue for the holiday season. For nearly 50 years, the 36-foot-tall menorah has been placed in Grand Army Plaza just outside Central Park and has been lit on each of the 8 nights of Hanukkah. The current menorah was certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's largest in 2006. The menorah will be lit every night here in Manhattan from December 14th to December 21st.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.